it sounds from what I'm reading, Tom, at TSP.gov, that you've been doing pretty much of this the whole time.
Well, we have been, Francis, and that's the benefit of life in the fishbowl, because that's where we've been since day one with as big a plan as we have and the fact that it's run by the federal government. A lot of people wanted to know a lot of information. A lot of people demanded to know information, and we made it available. So we started from a different place than a lot of these other plans did, which kind of evolved based on, you know, the business they were in, the industry they were in, what was available to them at the time, and it's been a process of improving for them. And these new Department of Labor rules that are just made final for plans this year, really, for plans that have individual accounts like ours, this is the year they kick in. Actually, it's been a 3 or 4 year project to get it going, though.
Now, I mentioned that your fees are widely regarded as the lowest in the retirement business. Where do I go on TSP.gov to learn more about the fees and what's involved and what those fees go for?
Well, really, all you have to do is go to the website at www.tsp.gov and put in a hot link for fees, and it'll give you a bunch of places that you can go.
Excellent.
Or you can wait if you want the most recent fees. We will be sending them out for the information for 2011 with the annual participant statements that will start going out February 6th or 7th, covering calendar year 2011. I'm happy to give you a preview on that for 2011.
Sure.
All funds except the L fund charge 25 cents per $1,000 of account balance. That's the total cost to participants. The F fund had a cost of 24 cents per $1,000 of account balance, and that is prominently displayed right on the front of the newsletter, the highlights, we call it, which goes along with those participant statements in the annual mailing.
Now, am I right that in financial lingo that's 25 basis points per thousand?
I believe it's 2.5 basis points.
Oh, I got my decimal in the wrong place.
Right, right. Yeah, we're
story
we're
of my life.
So it is a very small fee, and we're unaware of anyone who charges anything less than that.
Yeah, nobody can beat that. And the complaint that people usually have when they want to complain about stuff, which is a lot, unfortunately, is, well, you've got the backing of the government, blah blah blah. Well, fine, but there it is. So.
Right. Well, we do cover.
That's not your fault.
Virtually all expenses from the fund. Now, we do, and I've always said this, we did what I think was a sensible thing, that we have gone through the same channels that all of the benefit programs run by the government go through. That's through the employing agencies, where they make our materials and the dental and vision program materials and all the other benefit materials available to their employees. And that ensures that we efficiently move that information all the way down to the end of the row and make sure that all of the employees get the information they need. But then they can also sign up and come right back through and have the contributions deducted from their paychecks by their employers. But that's the same type of service that's provided in 401k employers. You know, that's the way you create pre-tax money, is by taking it out of people's paychecks before withholding is applied, and then it goes forward for investment in the fund.
The point that you're getting at is something that I think people don't pay attention to often enough, Tom, and that is the fact that in every way, the Thrift Savings Plan acts just like a 401k plan that you have anyplace else. Just for my own pathetic commentary on my life, one weekend I sat down and looked at my 401k plan that I have through the company that owns the radio station, compared it to the functions that are available in the TSP and the way it works. Everything's pretty much the same.
Right.
And I think people don't always consider that it really is literally the federal employee's version of a 401k plan.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And 401k, of course, just refers to the section of the tax code that says you're a tax-qualified plan. We would be an 84. 439J plan, I think, if we went by that same measurement.
Maybe I'll start calling you right. Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs for the 8439J, and see how far that gets me.
Right, right, right.